very good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to yet another episode of Life Lessons right here on your number one talk radio station, that is Eagle FM. I'm your host, Ndafa Happy, and as usual, I'm here to keep you company on yet this another Saturday, brilliant Saturday, wonderful Saturday, I must say, always busy, obviously. My Saturdays are usually busy. I think it's that one day when you can really sort out things, but anyway, yep, I got that out of the way, whatever it is that I needed to get out of the way, obviously with laundries and stuff like that. I hope you have done the same, hey? So that maybe on Sunday tomorrow, you get the well-deserved rest that you need so you can come back to yet another week, that is Monday throughout to Friday, and then the circle repeats itself, and then it's Saturday, and then it's Life Lessons, then it's 1900 hours to 2100 hours with me, Ndafa Happy, keeping you company. So wherever you're tuning in from, welcome to Life Lessons. Now whether you're listening to us via stereo, and I must give our sincerest apologies to a lot of our listeners who've been listening to us via the radio, and the radio has been our frequencies have been experiencing some technical glitches, and obviously the team has been working on it or is still working on it. But if you're still finding yourself in a situation where you can't really listen to us via stereo, please don't despair. Do take note that we do have the Eagle FM app, and the world is going digital now. So if you have a smartphone, simply download Eagle FM Namibia from your App Store or Google Play Store. Alternatively, you can also go to the website, simply type in Eagle FM website, and then you can listen to us. You don't even have to miss any of your shows. Now, with the app, it comes a section of the podcast. If you have missed out on any of your favorite shows, whether news show, social show, economic shows, whatever, you just head over to the podcast session and you can listen to it at your convenience time, okay? Whether you missed it or you probably just want to rewind and listen to that encouraging outdoor message that was given there, then you do that, okay? So don't despair. Spread the word to everyone, anywhere. And remember, you can always listen to us via the app. I mean, there are people who listen to us from abroad, all the way in Nigeria, South Africa, Botswana, all over. Like, Eagle FM is literally everywhere, you know? And since you have your smartphone, you don't have to miss out. So don't despair, and rather just listen to us via the app. You don't have to miss out on your shows. Now, tonight, we're talking about another interesting topic. Of course, I've brought to you another interesting topic. The studio line will be open after an hour, 30 minutes or so, and you can always come through and air your opinions right here on Life Lessons, or your contribution. So perhaps you have a question that I perhaps might be able to answer. You are more than welcome when I do open the studio line. Now, with that being said, let's take a short trip to the marketplace, and we'll be back to get right into tonight's topic. Stay tuned.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Siwana sana Namibia. Kamberera omakarunga koe pa.
And yes, we are back. So tonight we are talking about an interesting topic that I feel like all of us need to hear. Obviously, we go through things in life every now and then, season in, season out. It's either you're always coming in, you're always going into something or coming out of something. I mean, that's life, right? So today's title is "The Sun Doesn't Stay in the Cloud Forever." And I've said this phrase over and over here within the topics or the podcast that we have had right here on Life Lessons, that the sun doesn't stay in the cloud forever. Now, what am I saying? I mean that problems, challenges, situations, hardships don't stay the same forever. Eventually, they will fade. Eventually, they will come to an end. Eventually, solutions will come. So that's exactly what we'll be dwelling into tonight. We'll be looking at aspect of what that actually entails and what to do when you are going through certain challenges and what probably, maybe not, what not to do. I don't know. But then if you have also prepared yourself also, if you have gone through a particular thing that you want to share with us, eventually when I do open the studio line, you can also come through. So now what I'm talking about, the sun doesn't stay in the cloud forever. In other words, problems don't last forever. Now think about nature. After every storm, the sky is clear. After every winter, spring arrives. So life works literally in the same way. Whether it's emotional pain, financial stress, personal loss, or uncertainty, all those things have an expiration date. Yeah, underline that, okay? They do have an expiration date. In other words, they do come to an end. Now, no matter how intensified the situation may be, I mean, no matter how hard, and as I speak this, hey, it reminds me of a particular time when I was going through an emotional, my goodness, I was going through so much that I felt like, oh, am I ever going to come out of this situation? Guess what? I came out. And although you ever looking, wondering when next exactly am I going to come out? Or perhaps you have been hoping and praying and just wishing for a particular certain thing that you want to happen, but it's currently not just coming forth. It's currently just not even showing. Nothing is actually kind of like revealing to you that, wait, this is actually going to come to an end, or this is actually going to change. Well, I'm here to tell you today that nothing lasts forever. Problems don't last forever. Eventually, you're going to have to come out of that particular situation. It does have an expiry date, okay? Whether it's intense, whether it's shallow, whether it's in between, it doesn't remain constant. Eventually, it does change. So don't despair, whatever it is that you are going through. Remember, healing will certainly come your way. Remember, a solution will certainly come your way with time. All you have to do is persevere. And not only that, we'll look into more details of what exactly, maybe detail by detail on what exactly, how exactly. But although I always say that there can be two people going through something similar, but then again, those two people, they are coming out of that particular situation will depend on a lot of factors. It will rely on a lot of factors. Hence why I always say that when it comes to perhaps healing, maybe you've gone through a particular situation or a failure or a downfall or something that just didn't go your way. Now, that particular healing depends on many factors. So in other words, I'm almost trying to bring your attention to say, don't compare. Yeah, I think that's the right word. Don't compare yourself to the next person to say, but hey, Maria went through this and now she's all fine. And I went through this and it's taking so long. You know, it's completely dependent on many different factors. What you're probably going through, whether it's school, whether it's emotional pain, whether it's marital journey, whether it's children, whether it's a career, whether it's finances, whatever it is, whether it's job stress, whatever it is that you're exactly going, that you know that that particular thing that you're exactly going through, know that it's not going to be forever. But then again, I also want to draw the line as we are going into the discussion to say, don't compare yourself to the next person, because you are two different people. And I think I've preached on this a lot of times here, that you are two different people. You are on your own journey. You are on your own path. So draw the line there, that you're not going to compare yourself to the next person. So today, tonight, as we speak, I want you to reflect on your own particular story. Don't necessarily focus on the next person, unless perhaps you're looking at it in this angle to say, well, my sister is going through so much right now. And I have been encouraging her to say, you know what? You're going to come out of this, unless it's in that angle. But otherwise, don't put yourself in that angle where you're comparing. Okay. Now, while we're talking about problems do come to an end and the sun doesn't stay in the cloud forever, what exactly maybe is it that you should be doing? What should you do while you wait for things to get better? Now, particular thing that you can be doing while you wait for things to be better, you might want to focus on what you can control. Okay. Now, so many times we focus on things that we cannot control. You know, there are things that you know, once I saw actually a picture that drew up certain things that things that you can control and things that are not in your control. Now, we so much dwell on things that we can control. We can control other people's emotions, how they react towards us. We cannot control other people's opinions of us. Of course, we have an influence to play, but we can't control what they do. We can't control other people. We can't control situations. We can't control the weather. We can't control what's going to happen tomorrow. So focus on the things that you can control, the things that you can keep in line, and leave out the rest. Okay. Now, what are those particular things that perhaps that you can control? Now, you might not be able to solve your entire problem immediately, but you can set. And now we have a commercial break coming up, but I'll start with this and continue right with this right when we come back. I'll see you after the commercial break.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before. Like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Back your preconceptions of technology. Explore the apps that are redefining the future. Out with the old and in with the new. From carrying physical hard copy hymn books to the world of digital hymn book versions. See the bold new expressions of the Imba app. Feel like you're part of something bigger. Experience the digital hymn book in the palm of your hands. Behold, the new and improved Imba that brings together various hymn books under one app. Here to unite a nation and spread the gospel. Some of the featured hymn books on Imba app are the Elsie Nehangano, the Osherero Omaimburiro, the Catholic Simane Kakarunga, the Afrikaans Sing Voor Diere, and many more. Contact us today if you'd like for your church hymn book to be added onto the list of Imba hymn books. 081-238-063. You can also email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Download and discover Imba today. You can find it on the App Store as well as the Google Play Store.
Okay, and we are back, and of course we're talking about the sun that doesn't stay in the crowd forever, in the cloud forever. Now, some of the things you can focus on are those that are within your control. Like, for instance, set small, manageable goals. Like, set small goals for yourself. You're already going through so much, and perhaps setting a bigger goal may not, you want to be realistic, you know, may not be so feasible, may not be so possible. For instance, you are going through depression, or you are just going through an emotional roller coaster. Maybe you just lost a loved one. Maybe you failed school again, or you may be going through whatever it is that you're going through. So set small, manageable goals. Now, for instance, if you're going through so much and then you decide, I'm gonna take up a big goal, like for instance, I'm going back to school right now. Like when I'm going through all this and I'm just going to bury myself into that project, or I'm going to start a project and I'm going to bury myself into that project. It might not actually materialize, because remember, you are not in your very best space and you might not actually give it your best. Although, of course, life is not linear for everyone. There are those people when they're going through a lot, they take on a huge task and they are able to complete it. And that's how they actually escape the really negative emotions that they go through. So they take all their energy into that particular project or something that they have put before themselves. Now, if that's not you, then I would suggest don't take on any major task or any major project at that particular moment. Rather, set manageable goals for yourself. You know, that which you know, this is within my reach. I know I'll be able to reach this with small steps I'll be able to. Now also do keep a routine. This is also something that's within your control. You know, there's a way, our bodies are trained in such a way to get used to certain things. You know, for instance, if you wake up at 6 o'clock consistently, maybe for 14 days, there's a way it gets embedded in you. So your body, even on a particular day, maybe that's Tuesday you are off, there's a way your body will just wake you up, you know, because it's a routine. Now do set a routine for yourself. Say, at this particular time, I'm going to wake up. At this particular time, I'm going to have breakfast. At this particular time, I'm going to read. This particular time, I'm going to get into, I don't know, my devotion. At this particular time, so set a routine for yourself so that you are adjusting, you're getting used to it, you know, instead of just falling back and just letting things go, you know, just being in the, you know, when you're like, going through a lot, there's a way you even forget to brush your teeth. You literally don't care. You don't want to wash your face. A day can go by, you didn't bath, you know, depending on obviously what type of challenge you're going through. So there are a lot of people, there are certain people that go through really hardcore challenges. For instance, a mom who just lost her baby or just lost, a loved one. She may feel like, there's no life anymore. So I'm just gonna bury myself in this, you know, for what must I actually, take care of myself again? I mean, that which was meaningful to me is no longer here. So with that, now, if you notice that, make sure that you set a routine for yourself, like a manageable routine so that you kind of in a way stick to it. And when it's, perhaps you have set time for 1600 hours is your bath time. So when 1600 hours actually comes, you will know that, okay, well, let me just push through it, because if I don't do it tomorrow, then again, I might postpone it like that. Okay. So with that being said, you are at the same time also doing the step number three, which is taking care of your body and taking care of your mind. Now with taking care of your mind, at this particular time when you're going through a lot, you might be vulnerable. So what you need to do, get something that will keep you in focus or that will keep you positive or that will keep you encouraged. I would say, tune into that, your favorite podcast, or tune into that, your favorite show that lifts you up, where they talk about things that are encouraging, that are ever lifting up, you know, or look for those particular videos on YouTube. I mean, we have, the internet at our disposal now. Look for that particular, write up on Google up and look for that particular encouraging situation at your time, you know, that others have gone through, and it kind of motivates you to say, okay, if others went through it and they came out of it, I perhaps probably almost likely come out of it. That's how I encourage myself sometimes. I want to see somebody who has gone through that particular situation that I'm trying to overcome, that particular mountain that I'm trying to climb on top. And I want to see others who have climbed it. And I get that sort of encouragement to say, hey, if John could climb the mountain, then perhaps I'll also be able to climb the mountain. And then I get into details. I want to know, what did John use to climb the mountain? What particular things did he do? Was he taking breaks in between? Did he just do it once? Were there times where he felt like giving up? Were there times where he felt like quitting? Like perhaps maybe particular feelings that I'm going through at that moment. Okay, then what is it that he did? And that will also include that within whatever it is that I'm, whatever goals I'm trying to incorporate in, so that I can also cross the mountain. You see? So work on your mind, feed your mind with positivity, get that particular book. You know, there are books out there, you know, there are bookshops that have this particular book that you may be looking for. Of course, it may take a time to find that particular book, but you can also ask for referral. I'm sure you might know one or three people that actually love reading. And you can say, I'm looking for a particular book that will maybe just encourage me, that will keep me motivated, that will keep me encouraged, you know, to say, hey, you know, that maybe actually the sun doesn't stay in the cloud forever. Eventually it will come out. It may stay in the cloud for 2-3 days, but eventually it'll come out. You know, when even it's rainy season, it looks like it's going to rain forever. You know, when it's really pouring, like when, you know, when they say it's raining cats and dogs, you feel like the rain is just never going to end, and you want to wash your clothes and hang them. Guess what? Eventually it's going to stop raining. So in other words, eventually that your particular problem that you're looking at it now and you're thinking, this just doesn't seem to be a way out. It just doesn't seem like I'm going to come out of it. Well, I tell you what, it's eventually gonna come to an end. How? I don't know. When? I don't know. But eventually it will come to an end. I mean, others have been through it and they have come out of it. Okay. Also, something that I always say is that reach out for support. Don't go through things on yourself. I'm such a number one person when it comes to reach out for support. Yeah. If there's a particular situation, I could literally even pray about it to see who really should I speak about. And it's not that particular one person that will have all the answers. No. And I think that's where we get it wrong sometimes. You perhaps have a friend and he happens to be, Juliana. And every time you run into a problem, you run to Juliana. We need to assess people. We need to know who is able to do so at what particular time. And I guess that's why we're so many different people and unique with our own positive attributes, with our own qualities. For instance, you need sugar. You know exactly who to call when you need sugar. When you need sugar, you call Maria. When you need encouragement school-wise, you call Yvonne. When you need encouragement perhaps work-wise, you call Juliana, you know? So find a support system that will be able to help you. You know, you look at your environment, and sometimes the person might not actually be, you might not know this person already, but eventually, I feel like in every season, we get the right people just at the right time. That's just how I feel. That's how I feel. Sometimes we shut them out ourselves. Sometimes we block them. Sometimes we're very judgmental from the get-go to say, she doesn't look like she's going to be able to be of good help to me. But how do you know? Perhaps she's just the right person who's been sent at that particular time to come and help you navigate that particular situation you're going through at that point in time. So that don't close people off. Also, at this point in time, when you're seeking for support, you want to be very cautious. You know, you don't want to overshare information. You don't want to confide in the wrong people. You don't want to go hoping from A, B, C, D, and eventually with that which was supposed to be sort of like protected. I don't want to say secret because maybe sometimes people can see that you're going through a lot, but that which was supposed to be sacred now becomes known to everybody, and it makes the healing process even harder because, I mean, people are very cruel out there. People can be very mean. People can be very harsh. People can be very rude. They take your problem and just feel like, you know, they just make fun of it, make light of it. They may gossip you about it, and that hurts you, and that makes the problem kind of like intensify it. It's not really intensified. It's exactly the same problem that you had, but it now just gives you this outlook that, you know what, maybe my problem is really that huge. Maybe it's really, my challenge is really maybe not solvable. Maybe nothing can really come out of it, you see? So when you're reaching out for support, you want to be quite careful with whom you are reaching out to. You want to carefully reach out to a particular person who will be of help, who can be trusted, who can really walk this journey with you, who can hold your hand at that point in time. Okay. Now, another one particular component I would say is strengthen your inner world, okay? This is actually a great time to build your inner resilience. Believe it or not, it is through challenges that we become stronger. Yeah. It is through pain and hardship that we become stronger, that we build that, you know how a tortoise actually has that shell? It is through hardship that you build a shell, a hard shell. It is through pain, you know, that you learn. It is through tears sometimes that your vision is cleared. It is through that particular hardship that you're going through that you begin to realize, hey, if I could go through this when I was literally by myself, okay, I had one or two friends that it came through for me, it makes you realize that the next time when you actually go through a challenge, you begin to tell yourself, but hey, I came through out of the valley. I can actually pass through this valley that's before me now. If I came through out that loneliness, if I came through out of that financial difficulty, if I came out of that turmoil, I can actually cross the river now. You know, it makes you positive. It makes you, it encourages you. It makes you realize that, wait, it's actually possible to cross the path. It's actually possible to cross the river. So those challenges, however, you know, but we know we dread challenges. We dread pain. We dread, you know, frustrations. We dread those things. We wish life could just be all joyful, 360 degrees. 365 days, year in, year out. Yeah. But then we won't learn, you know, if there's a way, when you're happy, when everything is going well, you don't learn much, although that's needed because we're human beings. Nobody wants to be going through, hard things. And definitely as much as we learn from them, yeah, nobody wants to be going through pains as much as they are necessary for us to learn. But then again, also, you know, when a child is full, like when a child has all the things a place, they start to not appreciate, the little things. They start to waste. So it's that kind of like, I don't know if you get the picture, but it's that kind of, mindset that needs to be washed out, you know, with the challenges that we go through. Now, when you're going through that particular challenge, learn all that you can. Okay. Learn everything that is coming your way through that challenge. Now, we have a scheduled commercial break, so I'll see you right after this.
Are you ready for a fresh new flavor? Then enjoy the latest addition to the Vintook beer family, Vintook lemon flavored non-alcoholic beer. It's got the same taste that you love, but now with added lemon flavor to guarantee 100% refreshment in every sip. Now that's 100% real. Head to your nearest store and enjoy the new Vintook lemon-flavored non-alcoholic beer for yourself today. Vintook, real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
And we are back. Yeah. So, I hope I'm speaking to somebody who's particularly going through a particular situation and they perhaps feel like, am I really going to come out of this? Mm-hmm. Today, I'm actually here to remind you that the sun doesn't stay in the cloud forever. Problems don't last forever. Another thing is a breakup. You know, I didn't address that. You know, So when you have gone through a breakup and it feels like, wait, this pain in your particular heart, is going to be forever. It's not going to come to an end. Well, you know what? It does come to an end. It does actually heal. You do heal. Okay. You can come out of it. You can actually navigate out of that situation. Eventually, all you have to do is give it time and grieve the process. Now, we've spoken about that already sometime before. If you would want to go deeper into that, look for that podcast, Life Lessons, and you can always listen to it. And that's the advantage of actually having the Eagle FM app right at your convenience. So also do journal your thoughts to better understand them. You know, what you're feeling today, if you do journal it, you write it down, tomorrow when you reflect and you say, what? I went through that? I had all those emotions? Really? Wow. I must have been going through a lot. A friend actually said just, I think this week, she was looking back at what she wrote and she was surprised. She was like, I wrote those things? Yes, you did. So journal what you're going through. Journal the pain. And I like to say, be as realistic as possible. Be as truthful as possible. You're angry. Perhaps, you got into a quarrel with somebody. You got into an argument with your sister, your brother, I don't know, with your spouse, and it made you so angry. Well, write it down and say, you know what's happy? I am so angry with you. You said this. I didn't appreciate it. I'm so angry. I'm so disappointed. You know, I literally wish at this point we don't talk anymore. You write it down. Of course, you're writing down exactly what it is that you're feeling, although you're not putting it into action. You know, sometimes there are certain thoughts that go through us or some certain feelings that we go through that, yes, that's exactly how you feel at that time, but it's not exactly a right thought. It's not exactly the right thing, you know? Like, I mean, for instance, you're disappointed at your child and you're like, at this point in time, I just feel like, maybe you should go and stay somewhere with your granny or I don't know, you know, now perhaps that's not something that's realistic, or that's not something that you would actually want to say to the child, but you write it down. Now, the next time you actually come, maybe 3 months after, and you look and you say, was I really that angry that I say to my child that I actually, or I didn't say to them, but I journaled down that I wished that they could just maybe go stay somewhere else. It makes you realize that, oh wow. And it's been 3 months now. I haven't felt that particular thing, you know? So it makes you reflect and makes you see that you are actually growing. Yeah. You are actually overcoming certain things. You are actually making progress. And you know, when you realize that you're making progress, what a beautiful feeling. Because most times I think we're just living life. We only celebrate the big things like graduation, buying a car, buying a house, buying that particular phone that you've been wanting for a long time, saving up that money that you've been wanting, and finally, using it to do that particular thing. But we don't celebrate those small wins, you know, those ones that make up who we are, those personal emotional wins that we go through. You know, you went through a particular roller coaster of emotions because of a particular thing that you went through, and hey, here you are standing upright, you know, doing better now, in a better space. Your mindset is in a better space. But back then, when you used to think about it, all you could see was dark clouds. All you could see was as if you're in chains. All you could see was, you know what, is life ever gonna get better? Am I really gonna come out of this? And now, all of a sudden, you're looking back and you're reflecting, you're like, oh my word. Those are the wins that we ought to celebrate as well. You know, those are the wins that we ought to really look at and say, I am actually making progress. I am actually coming out of the situation. For instance, you wrote down this journal, in this particular journal on Monday about the things that you're going through, about the things that you're feeling, about the challenges that you're feeling. And now it's Monday the following week, and you're looking back and you're saying, in all the, and how you're feeling. You wrote down how you cried. You wrote down how you were in bed most of the time. You wrote down how you felt so broken. You wrote down how you felt like you were a failure. But now all of a sudden this Monday, you went out. You went to taking those proposals for a certain project. You went out to school. You got up on your feet again. You went out perhaps with friends, something that you didn't think you were, something that you were not able to do last week, Monday. Isn't that a win? Isn't that worth celebrating? I mean, isn't that worth pitching yourself on the back and saying, wow, I really came out of this particular situation? Isn't that? It is. And you know, those are particular wins that we ought to celebrate as well. It's not just about the major things. It's not just about the major achievements that we go through. Of course we celebrate those ones and people celebrate with us. But what about those ones that people don't see? What about the challenges that you had at work when you had a really intense day or intense week at work, and things were just, they just felt like they weren't going right. And for one moment you thought, either I'm really dumb or I'm not getting it, you know? And I'm saying this because I felt that not so long ago, you know? I felt that not so long ago. Like, where I felt like either I'm really dumb or this is just not working. I literally felt that. And I think this is what we go through as people. I mean, we are human beings, and we need to be realistic and talk about the things that we go through, because you might be feeling like I'm the only one that's going through. Honey, no, you're not the only one that's going through. A lot of people are going through a lot of things. Men, women, youth, alike, you know, they're going through a lot of things, whether it's with schoolwork, whether it's work itself, whether it's marriage, whether it's finances, relationship, you name it. I mean, we are in this world filled with so many challenges, filled with so many things that are going to go our way. Do you know how many times we plan? You plan that, okay, when I'm 30 years old, by that time I'll have a car, I'll have children, I'll have a spouse, I'll have this and I'll have that. But now all of a sudden you're 30 and you have neither one of those things. And now you look at yourself and you're like, oh my goodness, what is it that I'm doing wrong? Well, I tell you what, even though you are 30 and things didn't work out exactly as you had planned them when you're maybe 25, thinking that things are going to be, I want to tell you that it doesn't last forever. Maybe your own was not going to come at 30. Maybe your own is coming at 33, or maybe your own is coming at 31. oh, wait, maybe yours is coming at 40. Perhaps that particular situation that you're in right now, where you're staying right now, you're staying with your loved ones, you're staying with your family members, but they just don't treat you right. They just don't see you. You know, just the other day I bumped into this young girl, and I was with my boys. It was particularly at KFC. And I asked if we could share the table. And she was like, yeah, for sure. And I don't know how we started talking. And she said she stays with a stepdad. No. She stays with the father and the stepmother. And she's saying, you know, I just came to eat out for dinner, because when I go home, they won't even leave me food. Although I buy food, I buy so much food, you know. There are times when you're going through so much and people don't get it. People just don't understand. And you feel like, you know what, even if I talk to somebody, maybe they just won't understand it. Maybe they just won't get me. You know what? Because that particular person who's going through exactly the same thing as you are is probably in South Africa, is probably in Nigeria, is probably in America, is probably way, but you're not the only one that's going through that. Okay? That's why you shouldn't despair. You shouldn't feel like your world is crumbling down. You shouldn't feel like your world is coming to an end. I tell you what, it's going to come to an end eventually. I mean, I've gone through problems that I felt like, oh my God, am I ever going to come out? I felt so, I prayed, I fasted, because I'm a Christian. Those are things that I would do. I reach out to others. I say, pray with me. I say, hold my hand with me. I say, you know, I did literally everything that I thought I should be doing. You understand? And wait, the problem was still there. And I was like, oh my goodness, am I ever going to come out of this? And eventually, when I sort of had given up, yeah, I had literally just, you know what, it's fine. I'm done. I'm like literally done. And then boom, everything slowly but surely started aligning. And I'm like, wait, you mean those prayers that I prayed like 5 years ago, 4 years ago, 3 years ago? There were times when I soaked my bed in tears and like, am I ever going to come out of this situation? And then I'm looking back and I'm like, those things that used to make my pillow wet, they don't make my pillow wet anymore. You know, they don't make me, those feelings that I used to feel, maybe, you know, there are times when sometimes you may feel like, maybe I'm just not cut out for this world, man. Maybe I'm just not getting it. Maybe I'm just not doing it rightly as everybody is doing it. I mean, you start looking at your cousins and they seem, because if you actually get to talk to them, reality, what the reality that they're going to share with you, you'll be surprised. They seemed to be getting it. They seem to have it all together, you know, and you're looking at them and you're like, but I'm in this situation. I'm in my problem. I'm in my situation. I'm in my frustration. Finances. There was a time when $20 was a luxury to go to town. It was literally a luxury, you know, and you're like, wait, I have to walk and go certain places, like food on my foot, you know, my feet, because I have to keep the $20 so I can buy bread, so I can buy Lerish, so I can buy this. You understand? So if you are probably going through that particular time, you've been knocking on so many doors, you're looking for a job, you just don't seem to be getting this job. I tell you what, I don't know whether that job is going to come tomorrow, or it's going to come after a month, or it's going to come after a year. And that may be a little bit discouraging to say, oh, it's going to come after 2 years. But you know what? Eventually, it's going to come. Eventually, you will come out of that darkness. Believe you me. All you have to do is keep on waiting. And this brings us to another point. Patience is a virtue, you know? And I know sometimes when people speak about be patient, it's not so easy. But then at the end of the day also, you have to incorporate patience with faith. You have to have some sort of faith that it will eventually get better. You have to build some sort of hope within yourself. You need to look at the bigger picture. You need to have a vision for yourself. You need to start telling yourself, even if you have to speak to yourself and say, you know what's happy? I certainly believe that tomorrow things are not going to be exactly the way they are right now. I believe that tomorrow the sun is going to come out of the cloud. I believe that tomorrow I'm going to drive a car. Even if I don't have a $1 saved up for a particular car at the moment, I don't know how it's going to happen, but I believe it's going to happen. So you need to talk to yourself about those things. You need to reassure yourself. You need to reaffirm yourself, because if you don't reassure yourself, honey, believe you me, nobody's going to come and do it. And even if the next person comes and do it, and you yourself have or not already have something that you can build on what they are saying, it's just going to go through one ear out the other. And then you keep on soaking your bed with tears over and over. And I'm not saying don't soak your bed with tears. I cry here and there. It's the best way that I release some tensions within, whether it's in my heart or, you know, it helps, you know, but I'm saying while you're crying, have hope. While you're crying, have faith. While you're crying, reassure yourself that, you know what, it's going to get just fine. I'll be on my feet again. Yeah, I will eventually stand up. Okay, so this evening, that's what we're talking about tonight. The sun doesn't stay in the cloud forever. Eventually, whether it's after a day, whether it's after 3 days, it will eventually come out. So don't despair in that particular situation that you're in. Don't be discouraged. Don't feel down. Yes, sometimes you may feel down, but stand up, okay? If you need to reassure yourself every single day, then do it. Then do it. There will come a day when you look back and say, wait, I was going through that? Yes, honey, you. And you're going to serve as a source of motivation to the next person. Now, with that being said, we have a commercial break. We'll also take a musical break.
The best just got better. Bharat's fiber packages that give you unbeatable internet speeds at unbelievable prices. Enjoy speeds of up to 10 megabits per second, starting from just 500 Namibian dollars, excluding VAT. Sign up now for these fiber packages that are pushing the boundaries of innovation, so you can enjoy more connectivity, faster browsing at even more affordable prices. Visit your nearest Paratus offices to find out more, or go to paratus.africa/Namibia to sign up online.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station. Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Tomorrow brings
And we are back. You are tuned into Life Lessons right here on your number one talk radio station. Now, if you're just joining us, welcome. If you've been with us from the beginning, well, the show continues. I am your host, Nafa Happy Juju, and this is Eagle FM, your number one talk radio station. And I think I have given out in the very beginning to say, if you are not able to listen to us via the frequency, make use of our Eagle FM app. Okay. You can download the Eagle FM app right through your mobile. Did you also know that we have a villager newspaper? Yeah, we have a digital newspaper that is available every Monday, every Wednesday, and every Friday. That is free economic and social news right at your fingertip. That is tri-weekly, yeah, 3 times a week. So make sure that you subscribe to the WhatsApp channel, and that is by sending a text on 081-200-4144. And you can read up on stories that are making headlines. I mean, when you get into a conversation with fellow colleagues or friends and family, and they're talking about what's currently happening with the US tariff, you got something to lean back on, because I mean, you read up the story in the villager newspaper, and that makes you smart and knowledgeable. And that's our duty, to keep you informed and well knowledgeable on the things that are making waves around the globe, whether it's within the borders of Namibia itself or around the borders. So you make sure you do that. Now, we're getting back to our topic tonight. We're talking about the sun doesn't stay in the cloud forever. And I really love the song that just finished playing. For some reason, when I do play that particular song, it reminds me of certain things that I am in charge of and certain things that I can control. It says, when you don't move the mountains that I want you to move, when you don't part the waters, when you don't part the waters that I wish I could go through, you know, we don't give the answers. There are certain things that we so certainly desire, so much desire. And sometimes we put in all the effort that's needed to be put in. So, you know, we say, so we think, but then it just doesn't yield the results. Maybe sometimes that's time to just let go and do nothing. Yeah, I said it. There comes a time when you're going through your challenges, you just sit back, look at them, and do nothing. I know that may sound crazy, but I'll break it down. So, there are times when you're going through so much. For instance, a loved one is sick, and of course you have taken them to the hospital, and of course you're taking care of them, and of course you're taking them for treatment, and you're making sure that they're taking all their medication. And for instance, maybe they have cancer and they're on chemotherapy and they just don't seem to be getting better. You employ everything, all the means that you think you should, and it just doesn't seem to be working. Maybe it's a child, or maybe it's a spouse, or maybe it's your mom or your dad, and they're just a loved one, you know, close to you, and you want the very best for them. But you know what? It's just what you're giving just seems like it's not enough. They're not getting any better, you know. It seems like it's getting worse and worse. Sometimes you just lay back and do nothing. Of course, you continue to take care of them in areas that you can, but I mean, do nothing by don't worry anymore. Don't stress yourself anymore. Don't question yourself anymore. You get to those points where you're asking so many questions, but why? Why is this not working? I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Sometimes just lay back and let the situation unfold itself. For instance, even a child who's just sick, you know, usually kids get common sicknesses, maybe flu, maybe cough, maybe, you know, this normal ones. And moms usually panic, especially first-time moms, you know. I remember when my kids would get sick, you know, every now and then we go into the hospital because this one this and this one that. And I would normally just panic. I would be just in fear of what's wrong with my child. There came a day when I just told myself, you know what, I think kids getting sick, it's a normal. Yeah, like I told myself, it's a normal part of life. They get flu, they get this, they maybe eat peanuts and they are allergic to peanuts, and then we have to rush to the hospital for an emergency. I don't know, they jump somewhere and they cut themselves and they are bleeding and this and that. I realized some of those things, we have no control over them. You can decide to lock a child in the house and say, you're not going to the playground. And eventually in the house, they will run and bump themselves in the window, and the window will break. Like, I'm speaking reality. Particularly one particular time when my firstborn son was 5 years old, I think. And I had told them, and they had been in the house for such a long time. And so I decided I'm going to take them to the park. But I delayed in getting ready. Before I know it, he ran and ran into an aluminium window, and that window cracked. Luckily, he didn't sustain any injuries. So I'm saying there are things that we have control over. There are things that we don't have control over, like certain things around kids getting into an accident by falling, kids breaking their leg, breaking their arm because he was jumping, he was climbing on a tree and he fell down and all that kind of stuff. As much as sometimes we tell them, don't do this and do that. So things that you don't have control over, sit back and just tell yourself, okay. It's literally not what I'm able to control. I will keep my emotions in check. I will navigate through what is coming my way. But as to stress about it and lose sleep over it, have sleepless nights over it, I'm not going to do that. Okay? Those are things that you can tell yourself not to do. And at the end of the day, you realize you're more peaceful. Or for instance, there was a time when I would panic when I don't have money. And maybe I only have $100 on me, and I will literally panic. Or maybe just $10 on me, and I will worry, like, and tomorrow, what's going to happen tomorrow, and this and this and that. Well, you know what? I don't even stress myself. I can literally have a $10 in my purse, and I will not, you won't even tell. Because I'm not worried about it. I'm not stressing myself over it, you know. I'm just not, you know, I just decide that, you know, life goes on. You don't have, sometimes there comes a time where you're saving. There comes a time when you have to touch all your savings and you have to forget the word savings. And you'd literally, well, I'm not saying go and spend up all your money and don't save. I'm just saying the reality of the truth of the matter. There comes a time when you literally can't save anything. What the little that comes in, you have to spend it on the many things that are there. Yeah. But it's always wise to put away even as little as $50. But there comes a time when you're just going through as much hardships. Now, when that happens, don't stress yourself. there were times when I would stress myself over those things. And I told myself, even if I worry, even if I stress, even if I'm worked out over it, I can't change anything. And that's why we're being told, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of its own self. You know, don't spend your time today worrying about tomorrow, stressing about tomorrow, how this is going to be, how that's going to be. Tomorrow has its own problems. So rather focus on your today, be positive and be courageous. Know that things will eventually get better. Now, whether you do have money or you don't have money, don't stress yourself to a point where you have high blood pressure, you're going through all this, you're having anxiety attacks, all those things that are unnecessary. Calm yourself down, speak to yourself, talk to yourself. I know we have this notion that people who talk to themselves are not so fine. Well, no, that's not true. I talk to myself and I think I'm fine. So learn to talk to yourself and encourage yourself and just motivate yourself to say, you know what's happy? It's going to be fine. You might not have $10 now. Well, so what? You probably have tomorrow. And truly, you'll meet that one friend that you were not even expecting to meet. And they'll say, oh, hi, how have you been doing? Here's $100. Go buy yourself a cold drink. I mean, why would I go buy myself a cold drink when I need to go and buy bread at home, when I need to go and buy Topsco? So in other words, when you don't worry, when you don't stress yourself, eventually things get better. Yeah? The sun comes out of the cloud eventually. That problem or that challenge comes to an end eventually. So in other words, don't stress yourself. Now, with that being said, we have yet another commercial break and then we'll take a musical break as well. And we'll be back to continue right here on Life Lessons. Stay tuned. I'll soon open the studio line.
At Heineken, our brewing process is a special one. We use unique horizontal brewing tanks, creating that characteristic balanced Heineken taste for that refreshing thirst. Ah, not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Back your preconceptions of technology. Explore the apps that are redefining the future. Out with the old and in with the new. From carrying physical hard copy hymn books to the world of digital hymn book versions. See the bold new expressions of the Imba app. Feel like you're part of something bigger. Experience the digital hymn book in the palm of your hands. Behold, the new and improved Imba that brings together various hymn books under one app. Here to unite a nation and spread the gospel. Some of the featured hymn books on Imba app are The Elsi Nehangano, The Osherero Omaimburiro, The Catholic Simane Kakarunga, The Afrikaans Sing Voor Here, and many more. Contact us today if you'd like for your church hymn book to be added onto the list of Imba hymn books. 081-23-58-063. You can also email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Download and discover Imba today. You can find it on the App Store as well as the Google Play Store.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be.
Let it be, let it be, let it be, oh, let it be. There will be an answer. whisper words of wisdom, let it be.
And when the night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be.
I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
And we are back. Like I said, you are tuned into Life Lessons right here on your number one talk radio station. I'm here to keep you company up until 2100 hours. So we're talking about enduring challenges and just going and coming through, navigating what you're going through. The sun doesn't stay in the cloud forever. Okay. Problems don't last forever. So that particular thing that you may be going through right now, it's not forever. Well, there's another aspect that I didn't touch, although it has had its own, specific podcast here. It's had its own, show. What I'm saying is that although I had a show on it literally, but perhaps because it forms part of challenges, and it forms part of problems, and it forms part of things that you may be thinking that it's not going to come to end. Another one of them is marriage. So you might be going through marital challenges right now, and you feel like it's just not going to end. You know, when you and your spouse are ever arguing, ever quarreling, ever fighting, you just don't seem to get it. But there's one thing I wish scientists can actually investigate and actually look, you know, how do two people who loved each other now from at the beginning, now when they in a marriage, all of a sudden they don't see eye to eye, you know, it's something that I just can't get. And they argue ever back and forth. They seem to be seeing each other as enemies or monkeys or whatever. Okay. That's a topic for another time. So I'm actually trying to come to this point to see, even if, perhaps it's marriage, that your marriage right now feels like it's at the verge of breaking. It's at the verge of just, coming to an end, or the quarrels, the arguments, the fights, the whatever, it's just not going through. I want you to know that it will eventually come to an end. Eventually it will be sorted out. Now, this coming to an end might not exactly always mean that things will work out and you guys will be all lovey-dovey again. Sometimes that end may mean that the two of you will be separated. You know, I know a lot of us, and nobody obviously gets married hoping for them to be separated or divorced from their spouse. But the reality is that sometimes the two of you become a threat to each other, like a threat to life, to each other, and separate may be just the best solution for you at that time. Now, when that actually happens, of course, you go through a roller coaster of emotions. But with time, if you begin to look at the bigger picture, you realize, let's say, for instance, the other person was not forthcoming in anything, and the other person is just not seeing light with you anymore, and it becomes a dangerous aspect. You staying away and you coming to a point and a realization that, you know what, I think it's best if the two of us each remain apart, and I remain by myself and they remain by themselves. That is also a challenge in a way, coming to an end. You know, it's also in a way putting an end to the emotional stress. Perhaps every night you're going to bed so stressed out, or perhaps every night you're going to bed so scared. Who knows? Maybe your partner is the one that it's the type that's threatening you or that's physically abusing you. So them not being there, you know, it has come sort of to an end, because at the end of the day, perhaps you still have to deal with each other. You still have to discuss on certain things. You still have, you know, this is somebody that has been your spouse, and there are certain things that maybe that are still tying the two of you to communicate and stuff like that. But what I'm trying to say is eventually, yeah, it does come to an end to see the quarrels cool down, the arguments cool down, the fights cool down, the disagreements cool down. Or maybe it's the family members of this person that were just fueling it and just adding fuel to the fire. Now that they're no longer there or they're no longer in the picture, well, the fight dies out, you know? So even whatever situation that it is that you're going through, we've spoken about finance, you know, whatever it is, do know that eventually it will come to an end. The solution might not be precisely what you've been looking for, what it is that you've been wanting or been hoping for, but it will be a solution that will be, at the end of the day, for your best. Okay. You might not look at it that way. And you know, when things actually do play out in a certain way, we always wonder, but why not the other way? Maybe the other way was actually not feasible for you. Maybe the other way was actually not the right way for you. Another particular aspect that I want to touch on, to say challenges to come to an end, to say the sun does eventually come out of the cloud, is perhaps you are in this particular situation where you are single and you are waiting for a spouse. You want to get married so badly. You want to have a family, and you feel like the clock is ticking, and you feel like, am I ever gonna stop being by myself? Am I ever gonna not go to bed by myself? Am I ever gonna have a spouse by my side? Am I ever gonna have a wife cooking for me? Am I ever gonna have a husband? Or am I ever gonna have children running around, having a family of my own, because I now have my own home with my own family? You know what? Eventually, if you have faith and you have hope, and that's something that you really want, that's something that's in your mind, that's in your vision that you want, eventually it will come your way. You may be single right now and you'll be wondering, but I've been single for like 5 good years and nobody just seems to be noticing me. And I want somebody who has the qualities. You know, I want to be very careful. I mean, I hear so many people who have been married before and things didn't really work out for them, always saying, be careful who you marry and be careful with your choices. And therefore, I'm being quite cautious. I don't just want to marry anyhow. I want to be really convicted. I want to be very sure that the person that I'm marrying is really the type who should be my spouse, is the person who will go through thick and thin with me to the very end, is the person who really mean the words of for better, for worse. I mean, when our worst comes, maybe our worst is going to be, I'm going to be diagnosed with a certain disease, or he's going to be diagnosed with a certain disease, or perhaps our worst is going to be financial challenges are going to be coming our way for the first year of our marriage, without any hope, any, you know, window of hope to say we're coming out. Or perhaps our own worst is going to be, we're not going to have children for the next 3 years, as much as we are trying, as much as we wish to. Children may not be coming. Our worst is probably going to be, a lot of people are going to be against us, or I don't know. You know, you're literally looking for that person that is going to mean the words that say, for better, for worse. So no matter what you're going through, you're going to still stick together. Now you're very, very cautious, and you keep on wondering now. It's been so many years now, and you're wondering when this person is actually coming your way. You know what? Tonight, I want to also encourage you to say, it doesn't last forever. Your singlehood won't last forever. Not if you are hopeful. Not if you are, you have faith that this is going to work out. Not if you are also praying that this is going to come to pass. You know, eventually it's going to come to pass. Eventually you'll be sending out invitation cards to your wedding. Eventually you'll be telling your parents that, wait, mommy and daddy, I found this man and I think he's the one, he wants to marry me. Eventually. Or maybe you're the type of, you're the person who has 3 kids now, perhaps maybe with different fathers, and you just quit. You say you don't want anymore. the lies that come with, I love you, honey, get you pregnant, you guys sleep together and you get pregnant, leaves you all to yourself, and now you're on to baby number three with no husband. Maybe, and now you've learned your lesson, you're like, you know what, I'm going to wait for that particular person until I have the go ahead. And you've been waiting and then just doesn't seem to be working out. You know what, I tell you what, eventually you'll find that particular person who's going to love you with their three kids, who's genuinely going to just love you. So whether you are in that situation and you despair and you're discouraged and you feel like it just doesn't seem to be working, you know, trust me, eventually it's going to happen. Yeah, it's eventually going to happen. Or perhaps you're that person whom everybody's graduating now. Your friends are graduating and you still have some modules left behind you. And you just feel like, oh, here we go again. The first bunch of students, or the first set of students that I started with graduated last year. Another set of students are graduating this year. I still have a chemistry module behind. I still have calculus 3 behind. I still have this and behind. Am I ever going to make it? You know what? I'm here to tell you that, honey, go push through again this particular year. Do what you went doing before. Do something different. Get a tutor to help you. Do whatever it is that you need to do, but you never know. Soon enough, you too will be purchasing a graduation gown. Yeah, so eventually you're gonna come out. However it feels like it's dark, however the tunnel looks like it's just a hole that you're not coming out of, I tell you what, you will come out of it, and you will look back and you will be so grateful and you'll be so happy and you'll be so joyful to say, yes, I came out, and now we look forward to what is ahead of us. And now we have another commercial break. So let's take that and we'll be back shortly.
Statistics show that more than 12,000 road accidents were recorded in Namibia last year. Therefore, I believe zero is the only acceptable number of accidents on our roads this Easter. It is not impossible. Be responsible. Do the right thing and save lives.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
Yeah, so don't despair. Keep hope alive. Look at, like I've said from the beginning, look at stories of people who overcame them and search out for inspirational content, whether it's books, podcasts, or that uplifting music that will just keep you motivated that, yep, it's gonna eventually come out, yeah? And take, journal down your past victories or your past failures and how you actually overcame them. And then you will be motivated to say, oh yes, we will, this too shall pass. We will overcome it. This too shall pass. Now, if you're sitting at home and you perhaps want to share your story with us, you feel encouraged by the message, or there are certain pointers that I didn't actually touch that you would want to educate both me and the listeners on this topic of the sound doesn't stay in the cloud forever, to take note that our studio line is now open. You can come through and air your opinions and contributions right here on Life Lessons. That is on 083-288-401 as we are talking about the sun doesn't stay in the cloud forever. And indeed it doesn't. It doesn't, hey. It looks like it's forever there. It looks like things are not gonna get better, but I tell you, they're gonna get better. Now, perhaps you are also that particular person who is in a relationship, in this abusive relationship where you are being treated like, I don't know, where you're not, but you know that you deserve better. You know that, you deserve, somebody who's gonna come your way and not just come and treat you like anyhow, who's gonna be your spouse, who's gonna love you, who's gonna go through, navigate life with you. Then I tell you what, also, I also want to tell you that depending on the steps and the choices that you make, it is going to come to an end. Yeah. It is eventually going to come to an end. Now, do ensure that you seek professional help and get the help that you need to come out of that toxic, relationship that is draining you emotionally, physically, out of that abusive relationship where you are being abused, you're being beaten, you're being, I don't know, whatever it is that you may be going through. Seek the help that you need, and eventually you're going to look back and say, and you know, one thing about, also abuses, hey, they tend to work on people's or demoralize people in terms of confidence. You begin to be, to have some low self-esteem. You begin to not see yourself as worthy. You begin to see yourself as somebody who you just accept whatever comes, you know, the little that comes with it, maybe that little positive thing that comes with it. And then you'll be telling yourself, no, because I received this social attention, or I received this financial assistance, or this and that. But I tell you what, more beautiful things are ahead. More beautiful things will be coming your way. Only also focus on the choices that you make. Now, if you know that you have to walk away from a particular situation that is just not meeting, just not fulfilling what should be fulfilled in regards to, you know, I don't know, perhaps just not fulfilling the right emotions or the right, I want to put this very right, you know, it's just not fulfilling the purpose that it should be, then I think it's time for you to say, you know what? If I keep doing the same things, I keep getting the same result. So maybe it's time to take a step back and actually wait for that particular thing that will be serving the purpose that it should be serving. Now, that being said, I'll take a commercial break. And when we do come back, you will also be hearing from another voice, on this particular topic that we're talking about, now. Do take note that after this commercial break and after this musical break, the studio line is open and you can come through with your opinions and contributions right here on Life Lessons. So I'll see you right after that.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Siwana sa Namibia, kamberera o makarunga koe pamwe na imba. Inokara uri kwanima yesiga. Endera pamwe nethimbo muyuni wa technology. Imonena eimbiro joe mwene kongo dhiwe yopeke pamwe na imba. Imba oteta pamwe oshiwana no kwanja kakaneka onjimbo moshiwana ashihe sha Namibia. Moka epaka imba otamu adhika ehwata jonjimbo dhongereka dhayoroka. Ngashi, ehangano ja Elsin, umaimburiro joshiherero, simane kakarunga ja katolika karoma, joshimburu sang fuartiyara noongereka dhimwe. Tudengera nena ngere wapumba umaimbiro uongereka yoe gakarega wezwako. Koka epa ka imbako nora hetatu imwe mbarindatu tano hetatu nora hamano datu. Ninge ututumine o email ko digital@omalaiti.com. Otovuruku adha oka epa ka imbako App Store noko Google Play Store. Imo nena imbagoe nena.
You are not hidden. There's never been a moment you were forgotten. You are not hopeless. Though you have been broken, your innocence stolen. I hear you whisper underneath your breath. I hear your SOS, your SOS. I will send out an army to find you in the middle of the darkest night. It's true, I will rescue you. There is no distance. Cannot be covered over and over. You're not defenseless. I'll be your shelter, I'll be your armor. I hear you whisper underneath your
We are back. You are listening to Life Lessons right here on Eagle FM. Now we're talking about the sound doesn't stay in the cloud forever. And I'm joined in studio now by Sharon, my colleague, Sharon Simon. Good evening, Sharon, and welcome to Life Lessons.
Yes, good evening, Miss Happy. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you this evening?
I'm good, thank you.
So now we're talking about challenges and problems that they don't last forever. What's your contribution to this?
So, okay, thank you very much. My contribution to this is that I know in life we all go through challenges, but there's always a way for us to overcome them. So, I would like to say, patience and perseverance are the best combinations to just for us to, for you to overcome those challenges. The perseverance and patience should be the combinations that can make you to achieve your goals in life.
Yeah.
And maybe like just for the obstacles for you to overcome them.
Indeed. Patience and perseverance.
Yes.
I like that. You know, in terms of patience, you know, I think sometimes we lack that waiting, you know, we get tired of waiting, or maybe we don't even wait long. We want it now, now and then. But then again, also, of course, sometimes you want certain things, but they take time.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, you may want a baby, you know, a baby is 9 months in the stomach, in the womb. Even if you do fall pregnant now, you're not going to have a baby tomorrow. So at the end of the day, I love that. You know, in, we really have to be patient. Yeah. And in terms of perseverance, you need to persevere. There's certain things, of course, that take longer to come, but that doesn't mean they're not going to come. Eventually they will come.
Yes.
So then you do have to persevere. You have to keep on knocking those doors. You have to keep on, asking for the help that you need. You have to keep on having faith. You have to keep on having trust and that kind of stuff.
But what I would like to say is that, obstacles don't stop you. So, if you feel like you have some challenges in life, you must make sure that you must not throw in the towels. You must not give up.
Okay.
You must always have courage that one day I'll get this day I can overcome this. Yes.
That's true. Hey, obstacles shouldn't stop you.
Yeah.
I think I love that because you know what? How many people started journeys? How many people started projects? And then they encountered obstacles on their way. And then, and then they decided, I don't think I can do this anymore.
Imagine.
I think this is the end of it. And then they throw in the towel. When you're close to just grabbing that diamond, you know, have you seen that picture of somebody who was digging a diamond?
Yeah.
And when they were just close, they gave up.
They gave up.
Imagine.
So in life, we don't give up.
We don't give up.
We don't give up. We continue until it's done.
Exactly.
Yes.
And I also love that saying that says, there's a particular saying that says, when the tough gets going, is it like that? When the tough gets going, the going get tough.
Yeah, it gets tough.
Yeah.
When, you know, they say, I think it's in Bible or something.
Yeah.
When the blessings are closer, there's always challenges. And it's true.
Yeah.
But there's always ways for you to overcome them.
There's always a way for you to overcome. Sometimes it's also by doing nothing. By just sitting back, looking at it,
and having hope and having patience that, hey, it's going to come out.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes. Some,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you have to do something about it, because sometimes doing nothing, is not, I think it's a way of having to strike balance between the two,
mm-hmm.
knowing when you should just let it be, mm-hmm. especially when you've really given it your all.
Yes.
And when you should just let go and just let God.
Exactly.
Let go and let it just eventually work out. Something like that.
Yes, you let God lead the way sometimes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let him intervene.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day. That's true. Now, for the listeners, our studio line is very much open. Please come through and air your opinions and contributions right here on Life Lessons. Studio number is 083-288-401. Remember, your contributions are most welcome right here on Life Lessons. Now, Sharon, there's something that I always see,
mm-hmm.
when we talk about Life Lessons, this particular show,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's something that I always say to say that, you know, with Life Lessons,
mm-hmm.
it's a way of, let's talk about the realities of things that are happening,
yeah.
things that are, that perhaps other people have overcome.
Yes.
That the next person can learn from,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever encountered a particular situation that you feel like, you know what, I navigated this and perhaps other people can draw inspiration from?
Yes, I would love to say.
Yeah.
I think it was last of last year, when I registered, for my first year at Triumphant.
Yeah.
It was my mom that paid for my registration,
yeah.
right? And then from there, I ended up like, no, I didn't have money for me to pay for my studies, for me to go further my studies and whatnot.
Yeah.
And then from there, I was like, oh, should I just give up or can I just continue with my studies? I was like, I had that encouragement in my heart always.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one of the biggest quotes that my grandma used to give me, that used to give me courage and confidence, is that, whenever I call her, grandma, no, I'm going through this and I don't know how to overcome it.
Yeah.
She always told me, Nelly, you don't just give up like that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't just give up and you must not throw in the towel. You can walk, you might walk, into the wall.
Yeah.
And then you might feel like, no, but there's always a way
mm-hmm.
for you to overcome that obstacles. And then from there, about my study, I started like giving up. I started like, no, I'm not going to attend classes. Sometimes I don't go to school. I was just
demotivated.
I was just demotivated and I was just home. And then from there, one of my aunt, she decided to call me and then she talked to me. Nelly, I know you can do this. I know you can do this and I know you can accomplish your study. And no, my aunt, she helped me through it.
Mm.
She helped me. And then I decided to continue with my study.
Mm.
Now I'm doing my
second
year.
So look at that.
There's always a way.
Yeah, there's mm-hmm. always a way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the problem is, and I did say it within the show, that
mm-hmm.
I think we focus our eyes on one particular thing
mm-hmm.
or on one particular person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, I'm your big sister.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make that example.
Mm-hmm.
And every time you need money, you just run to me. I'll eventually get tired.
Yes.
Because I'm only a person, you know? At the end of the day, I also have my challenges.
Mm-hmm.
I'll eventually tell you that, well, and I could be being honest, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Mm-hmm.
Is that even the correct term? I could be being honest. I could be honest with you at
yes.
that particular time
mm-hmm.
to say, you know what, Sharon, I really don't have.
Mm-hmm.
I just also paid for my school fees. I paid rent.
Yes.
I bought groceries and I bought me a few clothes that
yes.
I really needed.
Mm-hmm.
And your eyes are just looking to me and I really can't come through for you.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a major problem that we human beings do.
Yeah.
We focus on that one person that is coming through
yeah.
for us. And we shouldn't.
We shouldn't.
Because today can be your big sister coming through for you.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow is your uncle.
Your uncle, yes.
But you won't know that because mm-hmm. you never told them you have a certain
mm-hmm.
issue.
Yeah. You must always talk things out.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
You might be just home going through something and you're not telling family members, you're not telling friends.
Yeah.
I know, I understand they say it, your world is your oyster.
Yeah.
By then, if you have a friend that you trust,
yeah.
someone that you can confide your secrets,
yeah.
I know that person can give you more advices and you have courage, that courage that you can do better than that.
That's true.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody that you can rely on, somebody mm-hmm. that you can speak to, mm-hmm. and they'll be able to pull you out of the dungeon yes. that you're coming through, you know? Mm-hmm. Like for you, in your instance, mm-hmm. it's your aunt that eventually came through for you.
Imagine.
You see? Mm-hmm. Look at that. And sometimes we just need to open up to people, mm-hmm. not specifically saying, hey, I need you to do this and this for me. Sometimes you just have to open up and say, I'm currently going through this and this and this, mm-hmm. without even having any hope or any assurance or any eyes to say, this person should be the one to come and pull me out of this particular situation. Mm-hmm. And before you know it, they share it with another person, mm-hmm. and that person ends up being the one to actually rescue out of our situation.
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. Yeah.
But I do understand. I know sometimes maybe you might tell someone, mm-hmm. and that person might tell everybody.
Yeah.
They met, mm-hmm. they would just end up telling them, no, I was with Sharon and she told me about this, she's going through this and
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
And that's not good.
Yeah. And that's why I think we have to be careful with mm-hmm. who we confide mm-hmm. in. Mm-hmm. But on that particular topic while we're there, mm-hmm. I can just say we have to be careful with who we confide in. Mm-hmm. There are certain people that come in our lives, you mm-hmm. know, and they present themselves to be honest, trustworthy people, mm-hmm. but it just so turns out they're the ones who are going to betray us.
Imagine.
You know, imagine encountering a situation whereby, let's say your sister's from church. Mm-hmm. And I mean, this is your sister from church. Mm-hmm. You pray together. You confide in each other. Mm-hmm. You lift one another up, you know?
Yes.
There are just certain moral standards that are expected.
Yeah, like that. Cause I know I also have my friends, those people, I call them, they are my sisters. Mm-hmm. I love them so much. Mm-hmm. They are so kind. Mm-hmm. Whenever I have a problem, I know they are the one I can confide my secrets
yeah.
in them.
Yeah.
So they are very kind. I just love them and they are the people I trust. You
yeah.
know?
Yes. Yeah. Now, for instance, you mm-hmm. know very well, you have known this person for a long time mm-hmm. and you know that you can confide in them. Mm-hmm. Now, all of a sudden, boom, one of them betrays you.
Yes.
It won't be right for me to sit here and mm-hmm. say, no, be careful who you confide in.
Mm-hmm.
No, these were people that mm-hmm. presented themselves as trustworthy people, as people you can confide in. So I guess when actually that happens, mm-hmm. whereby the person that you confided in actually betrayed you, I think we, instead of questioning ourselves and blaming ourselves to mm-hmm. say, but why didn't I see this? Because it's at that moment, I think you begin to put the pictures together. Mm-hmm. You put one and two together. Oh, yeah. Né? But mm-hmm. even the other time, when another sister or another friend confided in her, she came and revealed the secret to me, mm-hmm. which was kind of like a way telling me that she can keep secrets,
yes.
you know?
Yeah.
But then you didn't get the full picture at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So when you do eventually find out that, wait, this person can be trusted with my issues mm-hmm. or with my problems or mm-hmm. with my challenges,
yes.
you kind of just need to tell yourself slowly but surely. Of course, you want it, your heart might not accept it that particular, first time,
mm-hmm.
you know, but you eventually tell yourself that mm-hmm. it's okay.
Yes.
You know, we sometimes blame ourselves for other people's behavior,
mm-hmm.
ill behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm saying. We need to take control of the things that we can control, you know?
Yes.
And those that we cannot control, we need to accept them sometimes.
Yes.
You know, and say, yeah. This was her behavior. This mm-hmm. was her reaction.
Mm-hmm.
She has reasons why she reacted like
yes.
that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not to blame for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's her fault or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you just move on.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, you're right. You are right. And sometimes I feel like sometimes you need to think before you talk and you need to think before you react.
Mm.
And secondly, yeah, like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Think before you talk, think mm-hmm. before react.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Because sometimes we react out of distress,
yes.
out of anger,
mm-hmm.
out of frustration,
mm-hmm.
because you are going through this particular challenge
mm-hmm.
and you feel like it's not coming to an end,
mm-hmm.
and then you lash out at people. But then when you reflect back and you look at your behavior,
mm-hmm.
you realize, why did I behave like that?
Mm-hmm.
This behavior is unjustified. This behavior is uncalled for. But at that moment in time, of course, you can take back the words that you said.
Yes.
You can take back the attitude mm-hmm.
that you gave.
Mm-hmm. But now you can actually apologize.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And be the bigger person. Do we ever realize that when we apologize for our wrong behaviors, mm-hmm. it doesn't make us look coward. Mm-mm. It makes us look smarter.
Yeah.
Wiser. Vigilant. Matured.
Yes. Mm. You just forgive.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And forget even.
Yeah. Thank you. Because a lot of people like to say, forgive and don't forget.
You must forgive and forget.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That makes sense.
So what can I say again? By then I feel like in life, there's always challenges.
Yeah.
But there's always ways to overcome those challenges.
Mm.
Obstacles are there. Mm-hmm. You have to face them. Mm-hmm. But you must always turn around and you must go through it and then you must turn around on how you can go through them and how you can overcome them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Obstacles are there. Mm-hmm. Because we are in this life,
mm-hmm.
there will be one challenge or another.
Mm-hmm.
When it's either you are going out of something,
mm-hmm.
this season you are coming out of another thing,
mm-hmm.
but challenges are definitely there, mm-hmm. and it's how we navigate them. Yeah.
Yes.
I love that point.
Mm-hmm.
It's how we actually go through them.
Mm-hmm.
It's how we overcome them.
Yes.
And I think we never actually grow to that point to say, I'm ready for whatever come in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Life always surprises,
mm-hmm.
with the different challenges that it throws at us, with the different obstacles that it throws at us.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, it's our attitude that matters.
Yes.
Our attitude, the way we look at whatever is coming our way, really matters, mm-hmm. a lot.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to give it a negative attitude,
mm-hmm.
the situation is just going to be stubborn. Should I put it like that? The situation is not going to get any better, you know? But when you do give it a positive attitude,
mm-hmm.
you begin to meet people who are positive as well,
yes.
who are pulling you into the positive direction.
Mm-hmm.
We're kind of like saying, happy, Sharon, it's going to be fine. But when you have this negative,
mm-hmm.
attitude towards the situation,
mm-hmm.
I think even if people are coming your way to encourage you, to motivate you,
nothing is changing.
Yeah, nothing is changing.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not giving the ear.
Mm-hmm.
You're not lending the ear to say, hey, this is true.
Yes, because I remember they say, especially about overreacting and whatnot.
Mm.
Sometimes we might overreact, but I know that tank. You know that tank kills than a sword. The tank kills than a sword.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah.
If you shout at someone like using some
bad words.
Negative words.
Mm-hmm.
That thing will never. Yeah, you said it.
You'll never take it back.
Yeah, you'll
you
never,
can never
take it
back.
Yes.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
It's world.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I still remember an argument I had with my sister,
mm-hmm.
and on two, like with my sister and my cousin.
Mm-hmm.
So two different people in different years.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember I said some words to them,
mm-hmm.
but they were truthful words. You know, I literally looked at the things that they would do,
mm-hmm.
and then I brought that out,
mm-hmm.
you know. But obviously, when you tell someone, even if you're telling someone the truth,
mm-hmm.
in a heated situation, there are certain truths about ourselves that we don't like,
yes.
but they are truthful things about ourselves. So I brought out those truthful things about them,
mm-hmm.
and the relationship went sour. It was on two different occasions. With my cousin, it was on a different occasion. I spent years sort of like trying to build back that relationship.
It was
difficult.
Nee.
I think there was even a time I literally reached out to say sorry,
mm-mm.
but she's still very distant. Now, with a particular sister of mine,
mm-hmm.
we also had an argument, and I said truthful things about, you know, her character, of the way she would say or treat me and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And those words were received not good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She stopped talking to me for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Or we would say, hi, how are you?
Mm-hmm.
But we weren't close anymore.
Yeah.
We couldn't share intimate things anymore than we used to. We couldn't. And I said sorry.
That's bad.
Yeah. And I think over different occasions I said sorry. Mm-hmm. From that day on, Sharon, I told myself, I never want to argue with somebody anybody. To a point where I say those mean words.
For real.
However truthful they may be about their character or whatever.
Yeah, ne? But I feel like for me, I don't know what type of a person I am.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm just a forgiver person. I love forgiving. Yeah. I know I can do something bad to someone yesterday and then tomorrow I'll end up calling them, hey, my love. Oh, do you feel like what I did yesterday is what I mean or what? Let's start laughing. Let's do whatever we need to do.
Uh-huh.
I'm just like that. I don't know. Maybe I have a soft heart or something, but that person might did something bad to me. Something bad that I can't
even.
You don't hold grudges.
That's nice. Yeah. So with me, that's something that I have now told myself.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned a lesson because
mm-hmm.
I have now these two people
mm-hmm.
who became hostile towards me,
mm-hmm.
all because of those arguments on different occasions that we had with my sister in particular. Mm-hmm. We started getting closer. So we started getting closer again, and I wouldn't want to mess that up again in case we ever have a disagreement.
Mm-hmm.
I'm now cautious. I'm now conscious and I'm now careful on what to say. However disappointed or whatever I am towards them, I will know not to bring this particular thing up.
Yeah.
Now with the other cousin, I guess it's still a work in progress, but we have a commercial break coming up and then we'll continue right after. Okay, cool.
Are you ready for a fresh new flavor? Then enjoy the latest addition to the Vintook beer family. Vintook lemon flavored non-alcoholic beer. It's got the same taste that you love, but now with added lemon flavor to guarantee 100% refreshment in every sip. Now that's 100% real. Head to your nearest store and enjoy the new Vintook lemon flavored non-alcoholic beer for yourself today. Vintook, real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts.
Some Duke on the vibe.
This year, blessing, money, testimony. Go to follow, 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 follow you the go.
This year, good news, diet, plenty, bunny. Go to follow, 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 follow.
Everything I've been wanting, manifesting for my life.
Everything you've been wanting, manifesting for your life.
Even before you call, you don't answer prayer. My papa is too sure, you don't fit for your head. Even before you call, you don't answer prayer. My papa is too sure. Money, testimony. Go to follow, 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 follow you they go.
This year, good news, giant, plenty money. Go to follow, 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 follow you they go.
Thank you.
Some Duke on the Vibe.
This year, blessing, money, testimony. Go to follow, 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 follow you they go.
This year, good news, diet, plenty, money. Go to follow, 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 follow you they go.
Everything I've been wanting, manifesting for my life.
Everything you've been wanting, manifesting for your life.
Even before you call, you don't answer prayer. My papa is too sure, you don't fit for your head. Even before you call, you don't answer prayer. My papa is too sure, you don't fit for your head. Money, testimony. Go to follow, 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 follow you they go.
This year, good news, giant plenty money. Go to follow, 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 follow you they go.
And we are back. Like I said, you are tuned into Life Lessons right here. Before we close off, we would want to do a recap of what we just spoken about. I'm still in studio with Sharon. Sharon, here we're talking about the sun doesn't stay in the cloud forever. Mm-hmm. Definitely problems do eventually come to an end. Yeah. Now, as we are coming to a close off, Sharon, what would be your closing remarks to that particular person who's going through a lot and feels like they're not going to come out to those particular challenges or situations that they are going through?
Okay. Let me say, like, okay. Let me say about the coach I mentioned.
Yeah.
When I said obstacles don't make you give up. So if you run into a wall, you don't just give up like that, and maybe you don't just turn around and start giving up on it.
Yeah.
You need to find a way for you to come and for you to find a solution on how to overcome it. You must just not throw in the towel. We say don't give up, don't give up, don't throw in the towel. So you always have a way. You talk to people, talk to somebody who can
encourage
you. Yeah. You can get encouragements. You can, people that are around you, they can give you encouragement. They can tell you what to do and how to overcome that situation. You don't just end up there. You must continue until you are done, until everything is done, until you accomplish whatever you want to accomplish
and
in your future.
Yes? Sharon, thank you so much for making time to join me right here on number one radio stocks, talk radio station and on this podcast of Life Lessons. Yeah. Now, with that being said, I would now want to make a recap of what we spoke about in terms of problems don't last forever, and the sun sun eventually does come out of the cloud. Okay. So we talk about focus on things that you can control. Don't focus so much on the things that you cannot control. Of course, there are certain things that are only within your means that you can control, and certain things that are definitely not within your means. Now, do take care of yourself, whether body-wise or mind, whatever it is that you're going through at this particular point in time, however hard it is, do take care of yourself. You may not want to get out of bed and actually do take a bath. You may not want to get out of bed and actually brush your teeth. But it's necessary because, hey, tomorrow when things do get better, you wanna be able to be around people. You wanna be still the same person. You wanna be able to still give off the same energy. Now, do find a support when you need it, whether it's to talk to friends or family, like Sharon actually said out here, or you can also join a support group. Do you know that there are support groups out there? Sometimes we're just not aware. Yeah. I think last month, I just figured out a support group that I actually didn't know. Bible Society has a support group. They have counselings and free counseling that they offer out to people. Yeah. And I was like, really? I didn't know that. So you can also, another thing that I didn't actually mention is that volunteer to help somebody else. You know, kindness boosts hope. When you know, when you're actually in a dungeon yourself, when you're going through a particular situation yourself, when you're going through a hardship yourself, and you actually lift up your hand to pull out somebody who is going through something maybe worse or maybe not even major, there's a way it makes you feel like, wait, where I am, I can still be a source of help to the next person. I can still be a source of encouragement to the next person. Well, that boosts, that surely will boost up your confidence. And in a way, it will help you realize that you are loved and you are important. Now, even if it feels it's easier to isolate yourself, no, don't isolate yourself. So connect with people, seek the support that you need. Now, another thing that I pointed out here was celebrate your small wins. Though, as much as we look at the bigger picture of the things that are happening in our lives and we want to look at them and only celebrate them, what about those small wins that you go through? About the challenges that you've been through? About, you know, that particular thing, that grieving that you once lost your mom and you grieved her and it was not easy, or you grieved a spouse or you grieved a child and you came out of it. Now look at that and you write that down. When you do go through something similar, maybe you might not be grieving a particular loss of a human being. You might be grieving maybe a broken marriage. You might be grieving maybe a school because of a particular module that you failed, or that particular course that you started just not working out, and you're grieving that. Now, when you reflect on the grieving that you grieved a loved one in the past and how you overcame it, it kind of gives you confidence to say, you know what, even this particular one I'm able to overcome. Yeah. So do keep hope alive as well by focusing on stories of others who overcame. Look for that particular person in your neighborhood, in your community, in your town, in your country, beyond your country, somebody who has gone through similar hardships and they overcame them, how they navigated them. Look at the steps that they took to overcome that particular situation and ponder on it and take examples from it and take lessons from it that you can employ in your own life so that you can be able to overcome the obstacle or the mountain that is currently before you. And another thing that I also pointed out here was inspirational content, whether it's a motivational book, whether it's podcast or people that just speak about upliftments, or particular music that is uplifting. You know, when it comes to music, you need to be also very selective. I remember this from when I was actually in high school, and our teacher totally said we shouldn't listen to that song. And at that time it was trending. It was Lonely, I'm So Lonely, I'm Not a Good Singer, okay, by Akon. And she said, no, you're not lonely. So in other words, refrain yourself from listening to songs that make you go into self-pity, into self-mode that actually make the situation more aggravated than it already is. So put on that music that is encouraging, that is uplifting, that is motivating you, that you know what, but tomorrow the sun will definitely shine again. Celebrate your own victories of God, of course, and don't look at and despair them. Now, at this point in time, I want to tell you that particular situation that you may be going through, I want you to know that eventually it's going to come to an end, whether it's whatever, it's finance, it's marriage, it's school, it's your career, it's whatever it is, you know what it is. I want to encourage you and motivate you and tell you that the sun does not stay in the cloud forever. Eventually it does come out. Now, with that being said, I have come to the conclusion of today's life lessons. Now, Sharon also wants to share one last word with you.
Okay, but all I want to say is that, especially to my young age people nowadays, they have that thing of, if they feel like they are in a critical condition, like they feel like, no, I want to give up, I want to Some of them, they are even trying to do suicidals.
Yeah,
they are ending up. Yeah, they are committing suicides. They are ending up their lives. They feel like, no, this situation will just stay there forever. They feel like there is no any.
There's no hope.
There is no hope at all. Let me just end up my life. But that's not the potion.
That's not the solution.
Yeah, it's not. Yes. So I feel like, and I would like to say that in life, I would like to say, as young generations, you must always have hope and have faith in your heart. And you must always try to encourage yourself that, no, I know this is not the end. And I still have more assignments or a lot of assignments to execute in future.
Thank you.
Sis.
I couldn't have said it better. You said it so much better. I can add or remove from that. And with Sharon's words, we have come to the conclusion of today's podcast on life lessons about the sun does not stay in the cloud forever. Now, with that being said, go and reflect on it. Do stay tuned for more shows coming up. And also make sure that you follow us on Eagle FM, Namibia, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. Which is now X. And you can stay up to date with the news bulletin that is making waves. And you can also stay up to date with the podcast topics that are coming up. Now, I leave you here from Indahafa Happy Juju. It is goodbye and good night. Sharon, maybe you want to say good night?
Yeah, I would like to say good night, everyone.
Yeah.
I see you next time.
Exactly. Adios. Ta-ta.